This is Wade Rathby, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Kurdish and ISIS militants have struck Turkey 14 times in the past year, killing 280 people. In recent days, jihadists have killed more than 300 people in Turkey, Bangladesh, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Australian election is too close to call, with ruling party failing to get a majority and a tie with Labour Party that now holds a slight lead and both trying to make deals with minor parties in order to form a government. 160,000 people are serving life sentences in U.S. prisons. The biggest ballot initiative pending in California this election cycle is a drug reform bill that would limit the payment by California Medicaid to the lowest price paid by the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs. Two large studies in Denmark found that overweight children are more likely to be obese adults, and their health risks from colon cancer, rectal cancer, and strokes were significantly larger as adults. Nigel Farage, the head of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, that led the Brexit vote, has resigned from his leadership position, saying he's accomplished what he wanted in politics. The FBI announced that there will be no criminal charges filed against Hillary Clinton for her use of a personal server while Secretary of State. FBI director says she was careless, not criminal. At least 110 emails sent through her server contained information that was classified at the time it was sent, he said, meaning it should never have been sent or received on an unclassified computer network. Not hers, not even the State Department's official state.gov system. So-called clean coal Kemper power plant being built in Mississippi is more than 2 years behind schedule and more than $4 billion over its initial budget of $2.4 billion, and it is still not operational. Plant and its owner, Southern Company, are the focus of a Securities Exchange Commission investigation, and ratepayers alleging fraud are suing the company. Members of Congress have described the project as more boondoggle than boon. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.